Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez.
Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Why, hello and welcome to the PHP. I am Booker.
That is Perez. What's doing? How are you?
I'm doing good, I think.
Okay.
That which is better than I would have said last week, just because I realized, well, I didn't even realize, like, it's painfully obvious looking at myself in the mirror that I needed to finally take action and stop what I was doing and the path I was heading down. So this is going to be a bitch of a week because I for real am starting this cleanse that I'm doing. And we're not getting paid for it. So I'm not going to mention them. But actually, you know what? If it really works for me, I'll share it when I'm done. I like it because it's this thing that's divided into 5 days. It's only 5 days. It's doable. And it comes in these boxes with like prepackaged things like bars and soups. So it's not like I'm going to be totally just liquids for 5 days. So I'm excited for that. I also woke up early this morning and I went for a walk. So yeah, I'm excited for this week and I don't have anything at all planned. Last week I had a couple of days where I did some podcasts as a guest and, you know, like I always have my assistant say, I'll agree to do it for like 20 to 30 minutes max. And then they always go longer. And whatever. I had a good weekend, though. It was Mother's Day. It was my daughter's birthday. So it was nice family stuff. My sister came over for my daughter's birthday with her baby. And that was the first time that my daughters had met her. Yeah, like it was shocking to me. My daughter had a wonderful birthday. She told me repeatedly how happy she was. And not once did she bring up the fact that she wasn't having like a big birthday party, and not once did she feel sad that none of her classmates were here. So I was very happy about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How was your weekend and your Mother's Day?
My weekend was good. We did, of course, I spoke with my mother. I didn't obviously get to see my mother. She's down in Florida, but I spoke to her a couple times over the weekend.
What did you get her?
Just flowers. I sent her some flowers.
Oh.
I was going to do some tea thing that you suggested, and I couldn't figure anything out. And she's redoing her kitchen, so I'm not exactly sure what she needs and what she doesn't need. So I said, screw it. Next time I get down there, I'll put together a proper list of things my mom needs. But, you know, she's retired. They kind of have everything. They're sort of set in their ways. Getting them anything new would involve technology and change, and I don't think they like any of that.
I liked my idea. Booker asked me for a suggestion. I said, have her sign her up for a coffee subscription club. And he's like, she doesn't drink coffee. I'm like, well, do it for tea. I'm like, oh, a tea club? That sounds really nice. Like all these fancy different teas she could be trying, but he didn't do that. Oh, well. I like that idea.
You know, but with the tea, I think she likes a specific kind of tea and she puts milk in her tea. She's very British and that's her thing. And I don't even know if I'd want to change up that sort of way she does things. So who even knows?
I am a tea drinker, but I love trying new teas because every once in a while you'll come across one that is exceptional. Actually, they're not even sponsoring us, but back in like many months ago or last year, this one tea company called Harney. They sent me some tea and they have this one brand, this one type of tea that's, if anybody drinks tea, it's like a hot cinnamon spice one. Delicious. I'm obsessed with it. I've bought it on my own. I paid my own money for it after trying that one out. So if you like tea, Harney cinnamon spice tea, whatever. But let's have a moment of silence for Soup Plantation.
I never went to that petri dish. There's no way I would ever go there.
You never went? For those of you who don't live in California, where most of them are, but they do have them in some other states. I think in other states they're called Sweet Tomatoes or Sweet Tomato or something like that. Same company. It's a buffet-style restaurant chain. And they have one, or had one, really close to my house. So I would go there regularly with my kids and my mom, because, you know, I'm a fatty at heart. And my mom and I would always go to like these buffet type restaurants when I was growing up. So I have like this, like a real sentimental attachment to them. I don't think, oh my God, maybe you remember them from back in the day, like in the 80s. Did you ever go to either of these two places? They were always in strip malls. It was called Piccadilly's. Do you remember Piccadilly's?
Mm-mm.
Or this other one called Morrison's? Do you remember Morrison's?
No.
Well, I used to love going to that because, actually, no. Those were not buffet style. Those were cafeteria style. It was similar.
Yeah.
Like you would go there and it was like you'd be going to like a school cafeteria and you'd go and you'd take a right. tray and you'd walk down. And like, it's kind of gross now when you think about it, because like they'd have like all the meals out already on like these underneath these heat lamps.
Yeah.
But I always loved going because it was American food and I grew up in a Cuban household always eating Cuban food. So whenever I could go to some place where I can get like macaroni and cheese, it was like heaven for me. So anyways, it was just a bummer that Soup Plantation's closing, and not even Soup Plantation, like so many other people are being affected. Like I read today about all these jobs furloughing, laying off people, like Uber's laying off a lot of people because people are now taking less Ubers. Airbnb is laying off thousands of people as well because people aren't just staying at Airbnbs. TripAdvisor's laying off people. BuzzFeed is laying off people. It's like, No, they're not laying off people. Mm. All the other ones were laying off people. BuzzFeed is just putting their employees on, they're the ones doing a furlough. But pizza companies are doing well.
Oh my God. I got a pizza last night. It was like $50 for a pizza. And I ordered a salad, like an antipasto salad. And of course, I didn't look in the bag before I picked it up. And I get home, it's just a regular old salad, you know, with no meats or anything in it. I'm like, well, it's like a $15 difference. I wanted to go back down there and get my right salad or at least call. But they're not picking up the phone. They're so busy there. And they've only got like two people working. And I'm like, well, this is the problem. Hire some people.
Yeah.
One out of every five Americans isn't working right now. Like some of these places need to bring on some people.
My pizza order was wrong too. My mom's one of those wacky people that loves a Hawaiian pizza. So she's like, make sure you order Hawaiian Ugh. Pizza because we got pizza for my daughter's birthday. And this is not a Hawaiian pizza, but just like you, I'm like, all right, am I going to complain? Like, what am I going to do? What are we going to do? Like, whatever. Anyways.
It's just like, shut up and eat it. And that's what I did.
And it was expensive. Yeah. Four pizzas, $83.
I just had one pizza and a salad. I'm telling you, it was like $42.
For $50?
They're making a killing. Yes. And it was a medium pizza. Yes.
Where did you order from?
It had like five or six toppings on it. This place called, it's like Greco's is the name.
Oh.
Screw you, Greco's. Overcharging people.
I guess now by comparison, my four pizzas for $83 isn't that bad. We went to, we got Pizza Hut. Because I love, my favorite thing when I order pizza, stuffed crust with cheese. A cheese stuffed crust pizza. So good.
I don't think that's on your cleanse this week, by the way.
No, but that was done. It's done. Now I'm back on my game and I'm walking. I walked for an hour and 15 minutes. It's all good. I don't know if you noticed or not, but we were trending on Twitter in the Harry Styles fan community. Did you see that?
I did. I was getting some messages and I didn't know what they were about. I go, what stupid thing did we do now? But I saw that you sent out a tweet where Harry said that you were a nice guy. So what was that all about?
Well, that's an old tweet. I just retweeted it because I love that Harry Styles tweeted about me a while ago, a long ass time ago. That was from 2011, like 9 years ago. Crazy. A clip that from our show that we used to promote it, from a show that we did back in September, just for some reason went viral. And on Twitter, you don't know the date of a video. So it started to go viral. And I guess people just thought that it was a new clip of me talking about him. But I wasn't mad at it. I think it was, if I remember specifically, it was like this one clip just saying that people like him just because he's cute and because, you know, he doesn't have hits and I'm not excited for the new album. I don't remember. I didn't even bother listening to the clip because I don't care. Like, I don't care why they're mad at me. I was just happy they were mad at me. So thank you to them. And hopefully we got maybe one or two new listeners out of it. Although I doubt it. Probably not a single new listener out of it. But I got a lot of attention out of it. So thank you to them. I was definitely wrong. I'll say that on here. You know, when his album came out and I got around to listening to it, I really loved it. And it was so much better than his debut album. So kudos to him.
All right.
Over the weekend, Kate Gosselin's son penned a very touching Mother's Day tribute to his dad's girlfriend. Not to her. I've got to read this because this is pretty savage. Oh my God. John Gosselin's girlfriend has been dating him for a few years, for 6 years to be exact, and his son with her, the one that he has custody of, Colin, she's got custody of most of the kids, but he, Colin, just did not want to live with her anymore. John Gosselin and the son petitioned the court and blah, blah, blah. I think he's 16 or 17, like pretty close to, you know, not even having to live at home anymore. He wrote, "Turns out today is Mother's Day. Today we pay love forward to our mothers. But I don't think mother can describe all the things Colleen has done for me. Yes, a mother clothes her children and cooks for them, but it's the best feeling when your mother or mother figure is one of your best friends and always has your back. The one who always shares that laugh of the humor only you guys get. I could call it Mother's Day, but it's more than that, Colleen. You are so much more than a mother to me. You are one of my guidelines and one of my guiding lights. Thank you doesn't say enough. I love you so much."
Okay.
And you've done so
it.
Much
we got
for
it.
Me.
We got the it. Claim- it's extra schmaltzy. Got it.
But it's not even that. It's just like every sentence is just like a fuck you to his mom, basically. Wow. He could have just written her a nice letter privately, but he did that on social media.
Awkward.
Yeah. I get it. You're 16 or 17, but Kate Gosselin has feelings too. I would be hurt if I was her.
It sounds like this kid grew up during a lot of drama.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that drama rubs off on the kids. So when you bring up a kid that way, don't be surprised when they get closer to adulthood if they start behaving like you did when you were that age. So it doesn't shock me at all. It just sounds like there's just drama rubbed off all over this kid.
On the flip side, though, this was very mature. Kristen Cavallari's soon-to-be ex-husband, Jay Cutler, posted a very short but sweet and not even necessary. He didn't have to do this. A nice message for her on social media. He said, "Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. These three little ones picked a good one."
That's nice. Civil.
Yeah, very, very. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. I know it is for me. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. That's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. GEICO.com. Over the last few days, everybody's been talking and sharing their opinions and pontificating about Adele because she posted a photo to celebrate her birthday and she looked very slimmed down. I was trying to think of the word. I don't know if you're supposed to use the word skinny or not, but slimmer, I would say. She looked noticeably slimmer than before.
Okay.
And a lot of people were hating on her, saying that she looked too skinny or that she didn't do that naturally. Let me tell you, Adele went through a divorce recently, and that can you know, fuel people to make changes in their lives for the better or for the worse. But maybe, hopefully this is one for the better. Also, Adele, as you know, is very rich and has a lot of time on her hands since at least the beginning of March. You know, if she mm-hmm. wanted to, she could be having her personal trainer come to her place or working out via Zoom or Skype or whatever and doing two workouts a day or three workouts a day if she was that focused and obsessed with it. Not like she has mm-hmm. much else going on. I don't know if she's recording or doing what, like, everybody's handling this isolation period differently. And as somebody that has lost a lot of weight, you can do it naturally. I did it naturally. And there was that one period in time where everybody thought I had an eating disorder. I didn't. I was just working out twice a day. And when you work out twice a day and you eat healthy, you can get phenomenal results. Like, that's how all those actors that's what they do when they get ready for those movies and they look like they're in phenomenal shape. I think the issue here is that people had not seen a photo of Adele really since Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So they were just taken aback because she had lost even more weight since Christmas time.
Well, we can't really tell because it's taken from pretty far away and I don't know how much she's lost, nor do I care. But back to the people that are hating on it, they're just fatties themselves. They just can't lose the weight. That's the only kind of person that would be pissed that this woman is doing something to make herself feel better. These are jealous fatties. Like, shut up. Go lose some weight yourself, you fat ass that they're commenting on your couch on Twitter. What a bunch of dicks. Good for her. If she feels great, good for her. I don't care how she got that way. I'm happy for her, though. She looks happy, for all I can tell. What do I know, though?
And you really don't need to be a multimillionaire to lose weight. Like, I've given tips and I've shared before how I did it. And that's why, like, yeah, I'm bummed I'm not in the gym right now and taking it up several notches, but I began my fitness journey by walking, and walking is so effective. It's free. Everybody can do it. Also getting a lot of criticism was Chrissy Teigen. Like, I don't really care too much about this story because, like, it's like one big duh for me. But this, she was trending on Twitter because this one New York Times food writer was criticizing her for not really having talent or whatever. And because she was able to now have this food business and she sells pots and pans, whatever. It's just another jealous person criticizing Chrissy Teigen. I think she should be celebrated. Some people would just marry well and that's it, but she married well and was ambitious enough to turn marrying, and she was already successful before she married.
Yeah, she was
well.
A model. She was established. She's made a turn in her life, which is hard to do. It's not easy. It's like athletes, when they get out of sports, they don't know what to do half the time. They try all kinds of different ventures, and she started off being a troll online, and she did a pretty good job at that, and people noticed her, and she was funny and didn't back down on a lot of things, and, you know, she's kind of interesting, so good for her. Whatever, she sells a pot or two, I'm happy for her.
How did you know she used to be a troll online? Did you used to follow her?
No, I just would hear things like she would troll the president all of the time, and her husband were always back and forth going against politics, and some people called her out for being a hypocrite because she was at events where Trump was and was at Trump parties, and just things like that came down the line to me. But to me, I just saw that as, you know, she's just thirsty. She likes any sort of person talking about her. That's her game. And it's a game that you play.
Yeah.
It's the same game. That's all that it is. And I see it for what it is. And there is hustle involved. If people are thinking, well, she just got it because her husband's John Legend, there's a lot of stars out there that I have no idea who their wives are doing things. So whatever, good for her. She's figured it out, and it's not easy to do.
Exactly.
It's not easy to stay relevant.
Exactly. I know. Look at me, 16 years later, hustling.
Yeah. Annoying kids on TikTok.
Well, you know, they deserve it.
They're shit stains.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's gotten to, like, the next level. Like, now they've but I'm really happy about this. I hope we could have gotten at least a couple of listeners. They've gone off. They're still doing it on TikTok, but now they're following me on all my social media platforms, and they're hate following me and hate right. commenting me everywhere on Instagram, on YouTube, on Twitter. Like, it's pretty magical. They're even DMing me, and, like, Wait, you might, listen, I like to be honest. You might criticize me for that. Some of them are DMing me and like saying awful things, and like I'll respond to some of them. And like if somebody said, I hope you die. And I'm like, I'll respond. I'm like, I hope you stop being a little cunt. And then she'll respond and say, and then they'll respond and say, I'm 14 years old. And then I'll say, well, you shouldn't have fucking direct message a grown man, you little cunt.
No, I'm not going to criticize you. They got it covered, dipshits.
I know. I fully own my shit. Yeah, I may have called the 14-year-old a little cunt and told her to sit on a cactus, but she told me to fucking kill myself. So
listen, you little shit. If you're going to play in traffic, don't be surprised when you get hit by a car.
Exactly.
Okay? It happens.
Oh. And I think that's what pisses people off. The fact that like I don't pretend like it was Photoshopped or that I'm not sorry about it or whatever. No. Fuck you. And your mother too. All right. Some sad news. This is a bummer. Scott Disick has been going through some issues recently. Kourtney Kardashian's baby daddy and the star of, one of the stars of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It was reported by multiple reports that he checked into rehab for issues, multiple issues. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm inclined to believe them just because a lawyer says the reason a celebrity is going into rehab is for emotional trauma. Doesn't mean that's true. You know, that could just be the spin, right? He mm-hmm. checked himself into this rehab facility in Colorado, and then somebody took a photo of him on a device, because when he first checked in, he wasn't able to immediately start taking in-person treatment and therapy and group classes. So he did some kind of like virtual thing, whether it was Zoom or Skype or FaceTime. I don't know. We don't know who took a photo and leaked it, sold it. Most likely it could have been an employee or it could have been another patient. I don't know, but mm-hmm. it definitely sucked for him that this happened. And then when that did happen, he left that facility and, to my knowledge, is currently not seeking treatment. But for those of you who don't remember, back in, I believe it was 2013, so a while ago, both of his parents died months apart. His mother died suddenly, and his dad, I believe, had cancer. So that can definitely, you know, mess with your brain and your life, and especially being in the public eye and in the Kardashian-Jenner clan. To her credit, according to reports, it was his girlfriend, Sophia Richie, who really pushed him to get help. She saw that there was a problem. The specifics of the problem only really he and they know. But according to reports, she reached out to Kourtney Kardashian and kind of like ratted on him. And I think that that's awesome, because it means she really cares about this guy and isn't worried or afraid, oh, if I try to get him help, he's going to dump me or whatever it may be. Because more importantly is him, you know, getting the help that he needs at this time. And apparently he is open to getting help, even though what happened burned him. But he's not receiving treatment now. And that's just, I don't know, that's just, it really sucked, whether it was a patient or an employee. Like, to do that to that dude, it's potentially illegal if it wasn't an employee, you know, all these patient privacy laws. But bummer. The family is trying to spin it like it was just psychological, emotional, and dealing with
it. But why are they spinning it? Everybody knows he has a problem. Big deal. He went to check into a rehab facility. I mean, it happens every day.
Yeah.
It's not like he has issues that were a surprise to anybody that follows their television show. Like, who cares? Like, okay, if that's what he went to do, you know, I don't think any differently of him. I actually think it's great that he is attending to a problem.
Yeah. And the latest on his relationship with Sophia Richie, though, is that they are still very much together, and they are living together, and she is supporting him.
It sounds like she's past the thirst level of just being with a celebrity, too, if that was ever the case, because you can go only so long with that until it becomes a real relationship. And it sounds like she's doing real girlfriend things, really trying to help the guy out. That's not 3 months of dating and getting yourself a couple of shouts on some podcasts and some covers in Us Weekly. It sounds like that they're really invested in one another.
But of all the people in the world she could have chosen, though, to get clout, I don't know if if I was her, I would have chosen him.
You know, it's this town, dude. Fame is fame. And how many guys really have it kind of going on where they're out and about and fun and linked to every sort of party and A-list thing? I mean, he is an ancillary star, but he's definitely attached to A, B-list stars. However you look at the Kardashians, he's in the mix. So initially, I would just think it's thirst. Like, you just want to be a part of the party. You want to be a part of the scene.
Well, it worked. She's now much more known than she was even just 12 months ago. Well, in more Kardashian Jenner news, this does not surprise me that they would do this and share it, especially now, given everything that's happening. Khloe Kardashian thought it would be very funny to toilet paper her sister Kourtney's house as a prank. So given that we're in a time where there is still a shortage, I mean, people can get it, but there's still a shortage of toilet paper, isn't it a bad look or wasteful or just dumb to be toilet papering somebody's house?
Yeah, but I'm sure they've got crates and crates of it. They probably buy everything in bulk. And when you toilet paper somebody's house, I mean, how many rolls are you really using? It is a little insensitive, I guess, but I haven't had trouble finding toilet paper. I had a harder time finding paper towels and things like Lysol, things like that. You can't find anywhere. I haven't seen that anywhere.
Yeah, I ended up buying hydrogen peroxide because I read that hydrogen peroxide can work as a cleaner. Like a disinfectant, not a cleaner, but like to spray down packages and stuff like that. Like instead of hosing it down with Lysol, like spray it with like hydrogen peroxide. So I'm waiting for that to come though, because like you can get it and then it'll take you 3 weeks for it to arrive or something like that.
Right.
It's just like, right. Now more than ever, I realize how important it is to try and eat right, especially because I wasn't. And Daily Harvest makes it so easy. They keep my house fully stocked with clean food built on whole fruits and vegetables. It takes just a few minutes to prepare, and I never have to question if the food I'm eating is good for me. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy it. They have delicious options for any time of the day. Smoothies, soups, harvest bowls, flatbreads, and more. Daily Harvest never uses any preservatives, added sugar, or artificial ingredients, and they also are committed to minimizing their environmental impact. They're in the process of transitioning to 100% compostable, recyclable packaging and are over 50% of the way there. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code Perez to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code Perez for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. That's dailyharvest.com. All right, I think this is positive news. Amanda Bynes' lawyer, her lawyer's name is David Esquibias, he claims that she is not pregnant now.
Wow.
2 months after she and her fiancé at the time, probably not her fiancé anymore, they both announced that they were expecting a child together. Additionally, she is not in a sober living facility or any type of treatment. Amanda's lawyer says she is, quote, sheltering in a safe location. That's all that he said. So there's three options, really, only. One, she terminated the pregnancy. Two, she had a miscarriage. Or three, she was never pregnant to begin with. Well, I'm going to guess she probably was pregnant because, like, the guy announced it too, right?
Didn't they have a sonogram, a picture that they showed? They did,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could get one of those online and maybe they were thinking that's a funny prank.
It doesn't really matter which of the three options is. I think this is a good thing, right?
I don't know. I don't know if I even want to comment on that. We're talking about a person that seems to be, whom I don't know, seems to be a little on the mentally ill side. So from afar, I don't know if that's a great idea.
Well, positive vibes to them. Speaking of, I don't want to say mentally ill, but definitely unusual. We now know the name and the pronunciation, for those of you that were curious, of the son of Elon Musk and the musician Grimes. The name is X-A-E-A-12. And the pronunciation, according to Grimes, the singer, is just X, she says, then A-I, and that's it. X-A-I.
X-A-I?
X-A-I.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, when your dad's name's Elon and your mom's name is Grimes, I guess it's not that weird.
But that's not her real name.
Well, that's what she has people call her, so.
Yeah.
They both sound wacky.
He has five children from a different marriage. He's not married to Grimes. And all those kids have relatively normal names. Damien, Griffin, Xavier, Saxon, and Kai.
They're bordering on less traditional, I'd say that. Kai and Saxton. Those aren't
Saxon,
you know,
yeah.
It's not, yeah, it's not Jack and Jill.
Yeah, but Damien, Griffin, and Xavier, those aren't like that abnormal.
The more successful he gets, the weirder he gets. So
I looked it up. He's still in his 40s. He's pretty young. So that means 5 years ago, did anybody know who Elon Musk was? No. Isn't that interesting? Like, probably like what I would attribute his public profile being much more aware than it was a few years ago is just the success of Tesla, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a stock that was $50 that's $750 now and hit $1,000 at one point, and it'll probably go back there. Yeah, the guy's just, it's lifestyle. It's young people and people that are thinking forward and not having a gasoline combustible car. I think it's just forward thinking, and that kind of thinking usually rewards you. So not shocking.
Well, now that he's already famous, he's going to always be famous. So
sure.
As the years go, and because he's so young, this is going to be a dude we're going to be talking about regularly because he's yeah. just whacking.
He's a Bill Gates.
But better for us because Bill Gates is seemingly normal.
Oh, you mean for this show? I see
yeah,
what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, like Bill Gates doesn't like covet attention. Elon Musk covets attention.
When he does Joe Rogan's podcast, it's news. And, you know, you're looking for the fun parts.
And he did Joe Rogan's podcast after his son's birth, you know? And he even did it in person. Like, he was so thirsty for it. Like, he went and showed up to the studio. He could have Zoomed in or Skyped or called in or whatever. But no, he rolled up and did this in-person interview. I don't even know if I would do that, to be honest. I wouldn't. Well, that's not true. If Joe Rogan wanted me on his podcast and said the only way you're doing it is if you come into the studio, I'll go into the studio just because so many people listen to his podcast.
Yeah.
I'd put a mask on and gloves and make sure I was... He didn't have a mask on. He was just talking normal. Crazy. Anyways... I love that wackadoodle. An update since our show last week, Liam Payne has become the first member of One Direction to publicly congratulate Zayn Malik on his baby news. On an Instagram Live, Liam said, didn't really want to leave it out. Wanted to make sure I said something on my own place before I started getting asked about it relentlessly by everybody. I just wanted to say congratulations to Zayn and Gigi. Obviously, you know, they're having a baby.
Hmm.
So congratulations to them. Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande released a new song. It's called Stuck With You. I think it's a good song. It feels like some Ariana leftover song that she did. It definitely feels like an Ariana Grande song that Ariana wrote and that Justin just hopped on it. But yeah, it's fun. It's cute. I just love listening to her sing. She's such a good vocalist. It makes me happy hearing her sing. And the video was cute. You know, whatever it is, what it is. She acknowledged and confirmed her relationship with that real estate dude, Dalton Gomez. Demi Lovato was in the video. A lot of celebrity cameos in the video and blah, 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 blah. If you haven't heard it yet, check it out if you want. Let's take some calls.
Hello, hello. This is Catherine from the Bay Area. Hey, Perez, and hey, Chris. Just calling because I am actually a Trisha Paytas fan as well as a Perez fan, and I follow both. Perez, when you were with Trisha, did you ever get her to clarify what drugs she was taking? I know that she was a bit... quiet about that on her podcast and on the video that was on YouTube. It wasn't really clear to me. So just wondering if behind the scenes you got to know about that. Thank you so much. Love your podcast. If you have time, love your opinions on the other YouTuber, celebrity gossip person, Shallon Lester. I have some interesting opinions about her, but would like your thoughts. And thank you, guys. Bye.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Yeah, I don't really care about that Shallon Lester. Just like, I don't. It's like, it's so crazy. YouTube is, and like all social media, like I keep saying, like I feel so lucky that I was the original social media person. That's why I'm still here. Because if you are lucky enough nowadays to make it in social media, you're going to have your 3 or 4 years of heat and success, and then you're done and forgotten and it's over for you. It's rare to be able to have a career as a social media influencer last longer than that. But yeah, to answer the question, this girl, Trisha Paytas, who has been around a long time, but because she's one of the original ones, she's an original YouTuber. She said she was doing meth. Maybe they just cut that out of her podcast. So yeah, meth.
All right. Huh. You know, it's interesting thinking about the world and how in some regards it's gotten bigger, but yet it seemed smaller. Like when you came up, you were famous. Everyone knew who you were. My mom knew who you were. Where if you look at the number one most followed person on TikTok, I have watched her a couple of times. I have no idea why she's the number one. There's no zip to me. There's nothing that touches me to think that she would have 50 million people following her. But that's the world. It's so small in some ways and so big in others. And I agree with your initial thought of your fame was kind of much bigger and it much longer.
I think a lot of it is some of these younger people. It's like they're so impressionable. TikTok is for all people, but the majority of her audience, this girl, Charli D'Amelio, is young, I would say. And young people just follow what other young people are doing. So it's like they're all, okay, we're all following her. Okay, I'll follow her. Or it's like a lot of the hate that I get on TikTok, it's like, oh, it's just cool to hate on him. Why are we even hating on him? Who knows? Or like, they don't even know or they'll believe some fake rumor or whatever. It's like, that's how it goes.
I don't get it. I saw her in like Fallon or something. I'm like, this girl had nothing to say. And it's just, it's odd to me, but to each his own. Follow what you want to follow.
Hi, my name is Mallory. I am calling from Guelph, Ontario, near Toronto. I have wanted to call forever. I've loved the website and everything for a very long time, but even the podcast, listening to Booker, he is awesome. He's like my inner voice telling me that I need to calm down sometimes. But okay, so the first few things I want to say is I'm calling from Canada, and obviously Meghan Markle, we don't really like her here. The book, what are they going to say? Like Booker said, anything that they say isn't going to be very good. So I think that, yeah, it's going to be lame. The quarantine situation, like Perez has said, I think that they need to just cancel schools into next year. They've released a video of what it will be like in Quebec, and it just doesn't seem like it's going to be good or beneficial for our kids. So hopefully that will end. Into the question, why haven't you guys talked about Vanessa Hutchinson at all? She, since making the COVID comment, she's turned her comments off. She is tiptoeing around on social media, and really it should have been her year. She was the girlfriend for Austin, and then he had the Elvis movie. But then the breakup, and then obviously the High School Musical that was on Disney didn't really go her way. Even Zac Efron got all the attention out of that. But finally, my question. I want to know from Perez whose divorce he thinks, like which celeb does he think is going to divorce because of the COVID? Kim and Kanye, Dax and Kristen, anything like that? Anyone crazy? And from Booker, I want to know his Vanderpump opinion. What do you think about the new people like Max and Brett and all of them? Yeah, I've loved you guys forever. The show is great. I want more and more shows ever since Booker announced that he was fired. I just saw that we would get 3 or 4 shows, so hopefully we get more. I love you guys. You're great. Keep it up.
A lot to unpack there. I can't even remember what she said at the beginning of the call. Jesus Christ.
Who do I think will be divorced? I mean, I saw an interesting thing that, which I hope it doesn't happen for her. Oh my God. Lala Kent, who's engaged to that Russell Emmett dude, the very, very, very rich producer, revealed in an interview recently that they've broken up like 12 times in quarantine.
Yeah, she's a lot.
get a baby before you break up with him. You don't even need to get married. Just make sure you get a kid. Ideally too, be on your best behavior till you get that second kid. And then, although I don't know, like actually the more I think about it, that's kind of me being silly. I mean, I guess if you are just really smart with your money, you can make that last. But if you do get money from a really rich person for 18 years, you're only going to get that for 18 years, right? Then what do you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I hate everybody that's new on the show. I'm not really...
Oh, yeah. She hates them, too. I read that in the interview she gave. She didn't like all the new people.
Well, none of us care. We're not invested in any of them. And they really...
That's what she said.
They shoved them down our throat way too quickly. And the problem is it's because she's getting long in the tooth. Lala, a lot of them are. They're all, like, shipped up with their husbands or significant others. And their life was fun to watch when they were a hot fucking mess drunk in a bar. Now they got like James Kennedy getting sober. Who wants to fucking see that? I want to see him insulting people. That was fun. But you know, those shows, they just kind of run their course. And I think we're at the end of it. But I do like the new girl that's the server, maitre d' at whatever the pump, maybe it is. I don't know. Not pump, the other one. But I like her, but the comedian, she's pretty good. But outside of that, yeah, I don't like any of the new people. Is there any other questions we have to answer from that 9-hour call?
I don't know. That was a lot of questions. I don't remember them all.
No. Oh, Vanessa Hudgens. What about her? Oh,
well, I just looked at her Instagram, actually, during the call, and the comments are still turned on. So I don't know about that, but I don't know. She's still very successful, I would say.
She got a look. She got a good look for a while. She keeps getting looks. I don't know how great she is. She was hot for the moment. Maybe she's just had her time. Maybe she'll have another run at it. Who can know? I mean, especially after all of this. Who even knows what shows are going to be made anymore and how they're going to be made? It's the world's just so different now.
I did read that studios are hoping to start filming shows again by July. If they can, it'll just be a much different, like, it's so critical. I don't want to think about it too much, but like, even when we do start to reopen, like, things are going to be so affected. Like, mm-hmm. There's going to be less people working. The sets are going to be less people. No guest stars, I was reading, on scripted shows, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just like, I just want to go back to the gym. And I read gyms are going to be, you know, allowing less people in group fitness classes and this, that, and the other. It's like, I don't know how sustainable it is. The spin, I checked because I used to take SoulCycle. They sent out an email, like, they're going to be doing social distancing in the studio. Like, that's so many less bikes available. Like, oh yeah. And those classes would always sell out. They would always be full classes.
And they were fun to do too with a bunch of people. If you did it with four people, it wouldn't be as fun. It's fun being packed in there like cattle and kind of losing yourself in the beat of the room. That's half the fun. So who even knows if it's going to be as fun if you got six people in a room. I don't know if you've ever taken a class with like six people in it, but it sucks. It's kind of like you're at home. It's like not as fun.
Sad.
Hi, Booker and Perez. This is Mitch from Chicago. I just wanted to say something about Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari. Kristen has shopped with me in Chicago before at Bloomingdale's, and she's not that nice of a person. And the other thing I wanted to say is that I don't think it's fair to women to keep placing a woman crying as the reason for a bad situation between her and Jay Cutler. It's really completely about her mental state and her mental well-being than it is about Jay Cutler if Kristen Cavallari is crying all the time. And it's a little bit suspicious that people around her didn't reach out to her if that was the case. And I think those rumors are probably just rumors because I don't think Kristen Cavallari is the type of person who would cry very easily. That's just my two cents. Thanks.
Well, I don't know. I haven't watched her new show, so I don't know if she cries a lot or not.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up. 800-721-1185. We'll do another show in a couple of days. Take care, everybody.
All right.
Hello.
Shut your pie hole.
Welcome to Big Demi Energy. I'm your host, Demi Burnett, and I'm so excited to have you joining my podcast. Some things you can expect from this podcast are some juicy gossip, some good advice, some fun, exciting guests, and a lot of other surprises. Surprise! Make sure you subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Podcast One, wherever you listen to your podcast at.